Did I tell you I'm healthy now? Have I told you this?
You did not tell me. What's changed?
I go to the gym once or twice a week.
Okay.
I play basketball once or twice a week. I get cooked by these kids in the rec center.
Right.
I mean, this is a conversation we've had a million
right.
times.
Right. I know that you lose to children a lot in organized sports.
Yeah, that's canon. that's definitely
we've
canon.
Done episodes about it.
Yeah, you're right.
And I know that. Well, I'm glad you're, you know, staying healthy. Now,
yeah,
health
like
is like
this morning.
A...
I woke up, had a big Caesar salad.
Okay, it's a weird choice for breakfast.
Take the bait. Take the bait.
Okay,
come on.
How big was it?
So big, dude. It's the biggest Caesar salad I've ever seen.
Okay,
got it delivered from a steakhouse.
Great. Oh, so you didn't make the Caesar salad.
How could I do that?
I think it's just...
I don't have croutons.
I'm pretty sure Caesar salad is just croutons and greens. It's like the least nutritious salad you could have. And anchovies is like the third...
And the creamiest dressing.
And the worst dressing you could have that's not ranch dressing. I was about to ask
and I
you...
I usually take off that icky salad part. The icky lettuce part.
Well, that's just the...
I eat like the cream and the croutons.
Yeah, because Caesar salad uses iceberg lettuce, which is the worst lettuce.
Oh, yeah. So I just get rid of that.
So you're having croutons with anchovies and dressing.
And a creamy dressing. I call it a Tony soup.
A Tony soup. Okay. I was about to ask.
Yeah, which is another thing that's canon. Me turning myself into soup.
Yeah. 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 Yes. In the hot tub, right? With the gallons of carrots.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to. Okay.
Yep.
I was about to ask.
It's a callback, folks.
I was about to ask about it because, you know, I was going to say health is a two-edged sword, you know, you got to work out, but you also need to not be Uber Eatsing scallops, which is something I know you do.
Get it right. And baked clams.
Baked clams.
I love getting baked clams.
I think it's worse. God,
yeah, maybe.
I am so concerned.
On that note,
you.
We should introduce our guest.
Yeah, and we're gonna hear.
Well, let's let our guest weigh in.
His concerns for your health, because it's alarming. Well, welcome to Pasta Party, everyone. We're here again. It's an improv and conversation podcast hosted by myself, Elliot Bromberg, and my buff friend, Tony Ferraro. And he's flexing right now. And on our as our guest today, he is an actor and comedian in New York City. Please welcome to the podcast, Robert Johnston. What's up, Rob?
Nothing much. Thank
Robbie,
you for having me.
Robbie boy. Do you
Tony, stop kissing your biceps. Tony's kissing his biceps. He's been working out for 1 week.
Yeah, he's
yeah, and I got big red lipstick on. It's leaving a mark.
He's flexing his pecs, but I can see that his fingers are underneath the screen, just pushing up his man boobs just a little bit.
And I'm also flexing my lips, pushing it with my other fingers.
Yeah, he's not a very sexy. You're not a very sexy person. Oh, sorry. It's that.
God damn.
I meant you're not good at like whatever you're trying.
What? Finish.
I'm gonna stop. Robert, say something. Robert, okay. Say something quick.
Hold on, wait, Elliot. What did you send to me in the chat? Tony's an uggo. Oh my god.
No,
I can see the chat, guys. There's no individual chat.
Yeah, I hit everybody. That was supposed to be a private message. Yikes. Is that, I guess that's, this must be a New Year's resolution for you. Robert, are you doing any sort of New Year's resolutions at all?
No, I every year I think about getting a tattoo.
Nice.
And then I chicken out every year. Nice.
Oh, is it, do you know what
yeah,
you get?
Well, do you have any ideas?
I don't. I just want a tattoo for the social aspect.
Okay. I get it. I like every now and then entertain the idea of a tattoo. And I think it's hard to land on something that I wouldn't get annoyed at after about a month, you know?
Sure.
Well, have you considered doing like the flash tattoos or whatever? Like the ones where you get like a delivery of like they deliver like a semi-permanent tattoo to you and you put it on, it lasts like a month. Like, and then you can decide if you like the tattoo or not.
No, just like a,
that seems like
a fancy
idea.
Sticker tattoo.
Yeah.
All right.
Why is that a bad idea? That's like, I mean,
I don't know. I don't want to get a tattoo thing delivered to me and I have to do it myself.
No, you don't ink it yourself. Like, you don't stick the needle in yourself. That would be an insane business model if they were sending full...
What are we doing, guys?
Full needles. What was the closest you ever came to getting a tattoo?
And don't forget to weigh in about the baked clams. My God.
I'm not a clam boy. I can't. I don't do most seafood.
You're not a
no.
clam boy?
Clams. I don't eat anything creamy like that. Like you were talking about Caesar dressing or ranch. Not in my diet. Get that out of here. So yeah. To me, you just have.
Why, are you a big health
no,
guy?
I just don't like
you
it.
Like to cut
you think, what, do you think you're better than us?
I mean, a little.
You think you're?
Oh, you're kissing your biceps.
No,
and it looks
turn.
Good. It's really sexy. It's ooh. Way better than that what wait, Tony was doing earlier.
How do you do without using your fingers?
I just flex. I just flex. That's
wow.
all it is.
That's good.
Your muscles look too hard. That can't be healthy. That can't be healthy.
I'm severely dehydrated.
So yeah, what was the closest you got to getting a tattoo?
Okay. Oh geez. When I was in high school, I tried to call my dad's bluff. And because my dad was like, yeah, you get a tattoo, because he knew I wouldn't. I'm terrified of needles. And I jokingly said to him I wanted to get a tattoo of Optimus Prime on my thigh, pointing at my dick. And my dad was like, I'll take
thank
pretty you. And he was
why
like,
Optimus Prime?
He's a paragon of truth and virtue. And I just thought, you know, an endorsement.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my dad was like, get in the car. Get in the car. We'll go. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, no, we'll go right now. We'll go right now. If you really want it, we'll go right now. And I immediately chickened out and was like, no, I'm going to go to my room.
That's sad. Good parenting. Your dad seems like a really cool
that's really
guy.
Good parenting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They knew my fears and they knew how to exploit them, you know?
Follow up. You said you wanted to get a tattoo for the social aspect. What exactly do you feel you're lacking in your life right now? That a tattoo would add besides, and don't say tattoo, because that's,
yeah,
don't
say
tattoo.
Tattoo.
What?
Can't say that. Also, Elliot, I want to applaud your listening. Really good.
Thank you. I usually am the one who yeah. listens on this podcast, and you are the one who does
that's true.
Whatever he wants, right?
Correct. Correct.
I don't know, people who get tattoos, like they look more confident. You know, like, because
yeah,
they have
they
a tattoo,
fuck a lot. Yeah,
and it's just like,
it.
This is me, this is my tattoo. And I'm just like, no, I'll change the moment you don't like me. Like, I just, I don't know.
Were you bullied for not having a tattoo? Is that the origin here?
Actually, I kind of have been.
By adults with tattoos?
I hung out with, like, a lot of kids who were in bands in high school, and then they were always like, you should get a tattoo, we have a tattoo. And I was like, I'm scared.
A tattoo of the trombone.
Oh, that'd be kind of sick, yeah. Actually. Mm. And you flex, it goes from, like, first to fifth ooh. Position.
Oh.
Like, you know how tattoos move?
Yeah, that would be a good tattoo.
That would be cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's settled. You're getting a trombone.
Book it.
All right.
After this episode. Mm-hmm.
Played by Optimus
Prime.
Played
by Optimus Prime. And the trombone's pointing at your dick.
Yes.
So you got it.
He's a paragon of jazz.
Huh?
I'm learning.
Yeah. I feel like I heard the word paragon used in a sentence for the first time today.
Me too.
I've seen it in a lot of like fantasy games and all, but it's cool that we have someone with a big vocabulary. On our podcast. I really appreciate that a lot. I've considered getting a tattoo. I'm in like a phase right now where I'm like looking at skiing, like tattoos of ski. I ski a lot, so like I'm looking at like cool skiing tattoos, and I'm like that.
Tony, you're tapping our nose to indicate.
Thank you. What a podcast pro over here.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You talk about skiing a double black cocaine?
Uh-huh, huh?
No.
Going down the old white powder, huh?
I'm talking about skiing with your legs on a mountain.
Oh,
okay. Okay,
thank
sure.
you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool. Are you worried about not being able to get buried in a Jewish cemetery?
Well, that was something that I was, like, told a lot as a kid, that, like, you're just, like, Jewish and you're not supposed to get a tattoo because, I don't know, something, pagan religions, something, you can't mm-hmm. get buried. But I'm pretty sure that rule doesn't exist anymore. I'm just worried that would hurt. I'm worried it would hurt and I wouldn't like it.
Oh, no.
It would really hurt my skin. I really...
Ellie, you know the rules for Long Island cemeteries, right? You can't get buried unless you have
a
tattoo of the Mets.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, great. You beat me to it.
Are you so, Anthony, you're not getting buried on a Long Island cemetery then, right? Where are you on the tattoo debate?
I definitely want a tattoo. I don't know what I would get, so I'm gonna hold off on it. But everyone in my family has
big
one.
Big meatball.
Ooh, big meatball. Big meatball. Yep, done.
Do you want to get?
Okay, you convinced
Anthony,
me.
Do you want to get, like, for this podcast, if we really take off as a duo of Pasta Party, we could get matching tattoos. You know, somehow some people will do like a little like, oh, it makes a heart when you put it together. But for us, it's like a big chicken parm. Like, like you get half a chicken parm and I get half a chicken parm. And then like when we put our forearms next to each other, we get one big chicken parm.
I love where your head's at. My only thing is a chicken parm, and it by its nature looks like a blob. Like no one would know what it is.
Right, well,
we put it together.
It's a conversation starter. It's a piece that's a conversation starter. They say, "Hey, what's that beige blob on your arm?" And I'm like, "Oh, this? That's a chicken parm.
Half a chicken that's parm.
Half a chicken parm." My best friend.
Robert, do you like chicken parms?
They're creamy. I love a chicken parm. However, it destroys me every time. It ruins my entire day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is there anyone who eats a chicken parm who doesn't feel like garbage after? It's not a meal. It's like you're not eating a chicken parm and then being active after, right?
It's sort of like a coda to the day. You're like, all right, my day's done at 3:50 p.m. Let me get this chicken parm in me.
Yeah, or if you're like out to dinner, even on a date, like you order a chicken parm, you might as well tell your partner, like, we are not having sex tonight. I will vomit, and also my body's going to be disgusting in 2 hours when I'm
all sweaty.
Sweating meat and cheese, more bloated than I've ever been like in my entire life. Yeah, it's a mood killer for sure.
Well, it's really great, like, after you have a long day of work and you come home at, like, 6 or 7 and you pour yourself a nice big glass of chicken parm and then you just sip on it and watch
TV
and
relax. You pop Succession on, you sip your chicken parm.
Yeah. You sip your chicken parm. You have 2 or 3 so you're not hungover the next day. So you don't get chicken madness.
Yeah, and we all know. Can you describe chicken madness for me for the viewers who who aren't sure what that is?
And it's when you run to the bathroom and you throw up a lot.
Yeah. Now I remember. Mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. I was a little bit lost for a second. Oh my god.
We can start proving. I think
we're ready. I think we're ready to start proving. How are we feeling? Everyone good? Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey Ben, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but we got your charts back, the results back from your test, and you have chicken madness.
What? How could that be true?
I'm sorry, I'm not here to explain the results. I just know what they are, and you have chicken madness. Now, we can talk about next steps. You can talk to it with your family and come back. If I had to guess, I would say you're eating too much chicken parm. That's usually the cause of it.
No. The symptoms of this are I run to the bathroom, and I throw up. How could that possibly be related to what I'm eating?
Oh, that's classic symptoms of chicken madness. You have 3 or 4 chicken parms, you sprint to the bathroom, you blow parm everywhere, and then you have, like, that's it. That's what the disease is. You have it. This chart says 100% certainty.
Wait, it has a percentage of certainty?
Yeah, this is...
And it says 100%, though, because, like, could I get a second opinion, please?
Hey, you feel free to go to another doctor and ask them.
Is there somebody who works here?
Yeah. We have tons of doctors here. It's a hospital.
Well, just like get somebody in here because you said 100%, but I don't know.
I'll ring the doctor bell. Medicine.
Wow, it sounds like
a human treats?
Voice.
Are we getting treats in here? Is that? Oh, nurse, did you ring the treat bell again? Damn it. God damn it. Sorry. The nurses have been playing a pranks on me where they realize if they give me like a little bit of treat, they gave me a bunch of treats every time they ring a bell. And now every time I hear it, I come running and then they just kind of pass their work on to me.
Like a real Pavlov's prank situation going on here.
Yeah, I'm salivating a ton. They even cut this hole in my cheek so they can measure it.
Oh, yeah. That's gross. Yeah.
I'm sorry. It looks like the nurse left a chart here.
Didn't you just come from surgery, though? Like, why would you have that open wound?
Oh no, the open wounds a while ago because they still measure the salivation. They're still like the study's ongoing. It's not important. It's okay. Not important. Okay, sorry. The nurse is playing pranks on me because I'm the new resident or whatever. It's a little bit of hospital hazing. It's nothing too serious. Okay, it's been like mainly this. Sometimes they make me, you know, make me shotgun IV bags. Which is actually, I've never felt more hydrated.
Yeah, that's cool.
In my life. you know, they do other stuff here and there. You might see like the head nurse practitioner. She'll come by later and, you know, whatever. But anyway, let me read the chart here.
Yeah.
Because that's usually what they do. All right. Can you just confirm your date of birth for me?
Sure.
Date of birth and name?
Sure. It's July 23rd, 1998.
And your name?
Oh, my name's Michael Handers.
Okay. All right.
What? Michael. You don't like my name? Why'd you react like that?
No, no, I was just confirming. I wanted to make sure. Yeah, yeah. It's interesting.
Sorry, I was just passing by. I heard a funny name. I got to pop in.
It's not funny. But it's a regular name.
It's a little funny.
It's a funny name. Handers? Come on.
Guys, this is one of my fellow residents. This is one of my fellow residents. This is Dr. Ruben.
What's up? I'm Dr. Ruben.
He's also got the hole in his cheek. Yeah, one of the nurses rang the bell again, and I came running, so I'm stuck with this guy. Yeah. This poor schmuck. Look at him. He's got he's got mad chicken disease. Chicken madness, I should say.
Oh, those are two different things. Which one does he have?
He has chicken madness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Damn, mad chicken disease.
I'm sorry.
Pretty curable. Chicken madness. That's
terminal.
That's a rough one.
Wait, are you telling me it's incurable?
Yep, it's terminal.
Oh, not only is it incurable, it's terminal.
Terminal. Oh, this is terminal chicken madness. I can tell just looking at you.
Oh my God. Well, what do I do? How long do I have?
What does the chart say? Listen, well, how certain are we that it's chicken madness?
Wait, the chart says how much time I have?
The chart says 100%.
Wow, that's bad.
Says 6 to 18 months.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
as far as chicken madness goes, that's pretty good. You know, you know, maybe we can kick this out maybe to even 2.5-3 years. Here's the thing with chicken madness. Many people who get chicken madness end up displaying symptoms of being a chicken. What you may notice at certain points is your Adam's apple may start to grow like a little rubbery red thing resembling to a rooster. Yeah. You may notice
if you find yourself hanging out with like a flock of chickens, maybe come back in and talk to us. Oh. Then it's like really accelerated.
Yeah.
Sorry to step on your toes. I just had to get that one out.
No, it's okay. You may notice a desire to incubate round objects. And all the while, your kidneys and livers will be failing. I'm pretty drastically.
Jesus Christ.
Transplant. Yeah, well, transplant is potentially an option, but, you know, that doesn't offset the symptoms maybe for another year, 2 years at best. Ooh. So,
this doctor's holding an igloo cooler that just has live organ written on it. Is there anything that could work for me there?
Oh, me? No, I'm actually going to play my church gig, so this is unrelated.
Oh, that's just you brought that from home?
Yeah, it's an organ. I'm going to play the organ at the church.
Yeah. Dr. Ruben, do you need to be here? Or there's some other? I don't want you to be late.
I'd like to be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy's got a good bedside manner and presence. I don't know. I dig his style.
Thank you. Big button-down white T-shirt. You like?
He's been holding my hand the whole time you gave me my symptoms and what's gonna happen to me.
Uh huh.
Yeah. And you could stop rubbing each other's hands with each other's thumbs. I would appreciate that. Dr. Ruben, let's keep it professional.
Sure.
Keep it professional. Anyway, so it doesn't look great. You know, we could start you on steroids for sure. We can definitely, you know, help out. We have some, you know, pamphlets in the hospital, you know. Here, I'll give you one. This is like, I have chicken madness. What now?
Yeah.
Next up, this is how to live comfortably in a hen house. All right.
Yep. Oh, and then this one says
this recipe.
Sure. This one says cockadoodle do's and cockadoodle don'ts. I have chicken madness.
Oh, that's good.
I wrote that one. Do you like that
one? That's really good. That's one.
It has a real like handwritten feel about it. Yeah.
That one's good.
Now I will say you might actually be able to make the most out of your last, you know, a couple years of life. We do find that Chicken Madness patients often get hired at farms or as sideshow freaks, that type of stuff. And you can make some pretty good money.
This is all just so overwhelming. Can I just like call my partner real quick and just like see what they have to say?
Yeah.
We're giving you too much information up top?
It's a lot of information. I just want to run it by my partner.
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
Beep boop beep boop 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 boop.
Hey babe, what's up?
So you remember how I went in for that routine checkup?
Yeah, the routine checkup. Yeah, how is everything?
I'm dying.
You're dying?
I'm dying. I have chicken madness.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Chicken madness, isn't that's terminal, right? I've heard about this.
How did you know that? I didn't know this. It's news to me.
You didn't know about this? Babe, I told you, you couldn't be eating so many chicken parms. I told you it was already getting in the way of our sex life because you're just so sweaty. You're so sweaty after dinner every single time. My uncle had chicken madness. I knew this was going to happen.
I don't know. I just thought you were being like a nag. I don't know.
You always think I'm being a nag. Okay, yeah, now we're talking about this. Good. Oh, you're not even, I'm worried about you. I care about you, okay? And no, what did you want to do? You just wanted to shovel down breaded chicken cutlets and mozzarella cheese, okay? Oh. And now what?
Mom, is Dad's chicken parm almost ready? Can I have a bite this time?
No, get that out of your mouth!
Quick, put Denise on the phone.
You made me hit Denise.
You struck our daughter. Denise.
She was gonna eat a chicken parm, okay? You are just like your mother.
Oh my god. And now you're inflicting it on Denise, our daughter. I'm dying, and this is who I'm leaving her
with. You know what? She's not your daughter. She's not your daughter. How about that?
No.
We're gonna be dropping bombs on each other. She's not your daughter.
Don't you dare tell me you slept with my cousin.
Yeah, I slept with your cousin, Vinny Handler. Okay,
because
he doesn't eat chicken parms every day. Okay, he eats chicken cacciatore like a man. Okay, not a little boy.
First of all. First of all, cacciatore is a disgusting dish.
How dare you? That's my mother's signature dish. How dare you? You know
Wait
what?
A minute.
Don't
Do
come
I
home.
Hear Vinny? Do I hear Vinny in the background? You?
It's hey, me. It's Vinny. How dare you?
There's two of us.
And Vinny's twin brother? Vinny's twin brother's there?
It's Vinny. It's Vinny's here with his twin brother, Lenny.
It's me, Vinny.
We're in a polycule with your wife. Don't even think about coming back. We're gonna raise Denise like our own.
How dare you do that with my fucking daughter's home? How dare you?
Don't even bother coming home, okay? I'm gonna raise Denise with her two new dads, and we're gonna be better off without you. Just stay in that hospital for all I care.
Oh my god. You know what? Forget all of you. You know what? These two doctors that I'm with, they've been sitting here patiently listening to this whole conversation. I thought they'd hear me being supported. But all they're hearing is that I got a real family of asshole handlers. That's all I've got. I'm out of here. I'm hanging up on you.
Bye.
Bye. I love you.
Pretty intense phone call.
Shit.
I'm glad you left that on speaker for us.
Yeah.
We heard all of it.
Oh. God damn. Oh my god.
Hold on, I have to sit. I'm sorry.
it's okay. Take your time. I mean, don't take too much time because you know you don't have that much left. Sorry, don't want to be crass.
My nose just feels like it's hardening. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's less time
beak,
than you think.
The beak's all this chart's
beaconing.
Off.
You're beaking.
I mean, if that's happening right now, that's
He's
the beaconing of the disease. Yeah.
Oh no.
I mean, if you're getting a beak right now, you might only have 1 to 2 months. That's pretty serious. Oh,
I'm so sorry to do this, sir. Can I please talk to my fellow doctor for a second?
You want me to leave the room where I'm getting diagnosed?
Just leave the room.
Sure. I'm gonna go step in the hallway. I'll just see if there's anybody who seems friendly.
Thank you,
Dr. Sure. Rubin. If the disease has progressed as much as I think it is, I think if we just close the curtains, he'll forget we're here and he won't be able
That's smart. That's good. That's smart. But he already left the room. I'm thinking we can do
well, let me
that
just
new
drape a sheet over him.
Procedure.
Well, hold on, hold on. He's standing okay, outside, but... so I'm just going to... Let me just drape a sheet over him just in case he's eavesdropping. All right.
Okay. I'm thinking we do a new experimental procedure to maybe extend his life.
The one you were telling me about? That's
where we chop his head off and he runs around for an extra 30 minutes.
The bell.
I'm chewing a hole in my face. It's so good.
It's fine.
Oh my god.
Hey doctors, it's me, Nurse Carrie. Here's that medicine that we rang the bell for. Gotcha, psych, fucking nerds, out of here. Oh. Nurses for life.
Oh, now I'm so hungry for medicine. They really got me, and now I don't have any.
I get so hungry every time they say medicine.
I salivate like a dog. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Maybe we...
We eat a chicken parm?
Eat a chicken parm, and I mean, there's a full-size chicken parm right outside.
Sounds like his wife is making enough for a family. We could probably just go there.
Well, why don't we just...
Wait, I like your idea, too. wait, ignore my idea. Your idea is better.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's call him back. Let me just take that sheet off him. We can get him back in here.
Oh, was I asleep? What?
Yeah, Dr. Rubin and I, we were just discussing as colleagues, and we actually don't think you have much time left, so we were thinking maybe we could treat you to like one last great day on the town, kind of like, you know, like when you're about to put down your dog and you let him do all his favorite things.
And you go to the beach, you let him run around.
Yeah, okay. So now that, you know, maybe we were going to take you, we were going to throw some loose corn on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Which was your favorite thing to do, right, before this?
It wasn't before, but now it's like really appealing to me. It's like super weird.
That's what I thought. We thought, yeah. And we give you some, you know, give you some eggs to sit on, sure. And then maybe later, something that I've heard is really, we give you like, I don't know, take you to a hot tub. I actually have a bunch of, you know, a marinara at my apartment, and maybe you just want to sit in that for a while and just, you know, doze off, really relax. And I think it would be, what do you say? You want to?
Yeah. And are there any things that you want to do?
Well, I mean, I'd like to strut back and forth in like a hot patch of dirt. Do you think I could do that?
Mm-hmm.
we could definitely do that.
When somebody walks up to me to get startled and then to jump around for like 30 to 40 seconds until I can get calmed down.
Do you want to have really skinny legs with three fingers?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe we could take you to like a neighborhood and you could wake everybody up at 4:30 in the morning. How's that?
But similar to a chicken. Yeah. That's good.
I'd like for a bunch of kids on a school trip to just like chase me around until the teacher yells at them to stop.
That's good. That'd be fun. Oh, do you want to not fly?
That flying's too scary, but I'd like to jump, like I'd like to flap my arms really hard, you know.
All right, we have a full day ahead of us.
Cool. Hey, can I confess something to you guys?
Sure.
Yeah, of course. We're doctors. We're not allowed to tell anybody.
Okay.
Yep.
You can say anything.
Say whatever you want. We can't tell anyone.
Here's the thing. Wow, that's so comforting. I've never had brothers. I've only had cousins. And I just... The way you two are treating me now, I just want to make you two honorary handlers, you know, because I want to feel like I'm leaving behind like family I really love, you know.
That's really sweet.
Thanks.
Yeah,
we can do that.
We can do that.
So, hey, are you guys gonna eat that just like loose worm on the ground?
You have it. You eat it. I'm gonna talk to the doctor for a second.
Okay.
Yeah. While you eat this. Okay.
Yeah, cool. You enjoy that one. And I'm just gonna drape the sheet back on him.
Okay. Oh, it's nighttime.
All right, I don't want to do any of that stuff he wants to do. Let's just cook this guy. It's gonna take too much time.
I'm gonna throw some corn on the ground and you have the axe, ready? You have the axe ready?
Wait, wait, but real quick, you said you wanted to lead him to a hot tub. I don't want to boil together a chicken parm.
Okay.
Let's get on the same page about this.
Well, what are we going to do first? I just wanted to get him into a bath of marinara. I was hoping the hot tub would defeather him.
That's smart. I think we can just lead like a trail of food right to a hot cast iron pan and he would kind of just plop right in.
Okay.
All actually, right. Wait. Let's try both of our ideas and see how they work.
So idea one was we cut his head off and defeather him. Idea two is we scatter corn so we cut his head off and then scatter corn.
Oh, it's not going to work.
We have 30 seconds. We have 30 seconds between the time his head is cut off to throw enough corn to get him into a cast iron pan.
I think that's what we're going to do.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, and you have the axe ready.
Of course. Why wouldn't I have the axe?
All right.
I brought it to work today.
All right. And I'll just take this sheet off.
Oh, it's daytime.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and
wait. What is that? I laid an egg.
Go to sleep.
Wait. Don't do it yet. He's about to say something.
I laid an egg. Oh my God. I'm a father. I'm truly a father. Like I was with Denise.
Dr. Ruben, looks like we got breakfast also.
Oh my God. We just had a son.
Oh, we're going to fry that sucker up.
Oh, he's running around. He's flapping around.
Get him in the cast iron. Get him in the cast iron. Robert, thank you so much for being on the podcast. This was a lot of fun. We did a lot of silly work. This was great. is there anything you'd like to plug at the end of the episode?
When will this come out? Do we know?
We're recording this during our off in January, so end of February.
Okay, well then by then I'll have already done Friend Island, so that'll be fun.
Yeah,
so,
plug it anyway.
So hopefully you saw Friend Island. Hopefully it killed. It was so good. They carried me out on their shoulders. It was sick. I don't really have anything to plug. I mean, you can follow me on Instagram, Robert Johnston for mayor.
There we go.
I've only been on social media for one year.
Are you running?
Are you running?
I'm tired of Eric Adams. I'm getting in there.
He just started.
He's doing a bad job. Hate him. All right. Yeah. Everyone go ahead. Follow Robert on social media.
Cool.
Check out the mic and showcase that Anthony hosts in Brooklyn with our pal, Alex Murdoch. I haven't
Friend
been booked on it yet. Mm-hmm. I haven't been booked on it yet, which is crazy to me that I haven't been booked because I'm 99% sure that I could win it. I'm 99% sure.
We had two straight white guys win the first two. You're not winning the third one.
All right. Well, I'll do the fourth one then.
Sorry. Okay, good.
Also, I just want to say, Anthony, you are the judge for the show, so when two straight white guys win, that reflects poorly on you and Alex. But it's
Alex
okay.
Alex picked.
Yeah, Alex picked. Alex, notorious.
Misogynist.
Misogynist.
Yeah. All right, let's end this.
All right. Follow me on Twitter at @ElliotWith1T. Follow Anthony at @Tony_Ferraro7. And stay up to date with the pod. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @PastaPartyPod. Whoever tried to log into our account on Instagram, change the password, you sucker, so you stay out of our account. Thanks for listening. Remember, as always, to stay al dente.